Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm the blogger over at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over to that website to check out our free printables. I also recently just launched my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, and I'll leave a link for that in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's get started with today's episode.
It's no secret that a cluttered environment can lead to a cluttered mind. When your surroundings are messy, it's difficult to focus and think clearly. The same is true for your digital life. If you have too many notifications coming in, or if your email box is overflowing, it's tough to concentrate on anything else. The good news is that there are simple things that you can do every day to keep your life clutter-free and your mind clear. Hello everyone, Rebecca here from Minimalism Made Simple. And in today's video, I'm going to share some tips for creating a daily routine that will help your mind remain clutter-free. So let's go ahead and get started. Number one is to wake up earlier in the morning and take some time for yourself. So one of the best ways to start your day off on the right foot is to wake up a bit earlier than usual. Use that extra time to do something that you enjoy, such as reading, meditating, or working out. Taking just a few minutes for yourself in the morning can help you feel more calm and centered throughout the day. Number two is to make your bed as soon as you get up. Now, another simple but effective way to start your day off on the right foot is to make your bed as soon as you get up. Now, taking a few seconds to tidy up this way can help you feel more organized and put together, setting the tone for the rest of the day. That's why this habit is simple yet effective. Number three is to set aside time each day to declutter. So one of the best ways to keep your surroundings and your mind clutter-free is to set aside time each day to declutter. Whether it's taking a few minutes to tidy up your desk or going through your closet to get rid of clothes you no longer wear, taking the time to declutter on a regular basis can make a big difference. Number four is to unplug from technology. Now, in today's world, it's so easy to get bogged down by all the notifications and emails coming in. To avoid getting overwhelmed, set aside some time each day to unplug from technology. Whether it's disconnecting from email for an hour or putting your phone on the do not disturb mode, taking a break from technology can help you to feel more focused and present. Now, this is definitely one that I need to work on myself. Number five is to make time for yourself each day. So it's so important to make time for activities that you enjoy and that make you feel good. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a book, or listening to music, carve out some time each day to do something that brings you joy. When you take care of yourself, it's easier to stay calm and focused. Now the next one is have a set place for everything and put everything back in its place when you're done with it. So basically, one of the best ways to keep your surroundings clean and tidy is to have a designated place for everything. When you know where everything belongs, it's so much easier to put things away and keep your space organized. Plus, when everything has its own place, it's much easier and quicker to find things when you need them. So no more looking for your lost keys right before you have to leave. The next one is to set a daily or weekly goal. Now, another great way to stay focused and motivated is to set a daily or weekly goal. Now, having a specific goal to work towards can help you stay on track and avoid getting sidetracked by distractions. Whether it's working out for 30 minutes each day or reading 10 pages of a book each week, setting a goal can help you to stay focused and achieve what you set out to do for the day. The last one is to take the time to organize your thoughts before starting your day. Now, this is so important because you want to start your day off on the right foot by taking a few minutes to organize your thoughts. Write down what you need to do for the day and prioritize your tasks. Having a plan for the day can help you stay focused and avoid getting overwhelmed by all that you need to do. So now I'm just going to share some of my final thoughts with you in today's video. And that is that by creating a daily routine, you can stay organized and focused, making it easier to achieve your goals. By taking the time to declutter, unplug from technology, and make time for yourself, you can create a routine that will help you feel calm and centered. Implementing even just a few of these tips can make a huge difference. So thank you so much for tuning into today's video. And if you like it, don't forget to subscribe below. I'll catch you in the next one. Bye-bye.